Welcome, you fine folk. You're about to listen to one of the most dynamic recordings ever. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording, creativity, and imagination run loose in the time when those things are needed. Welcome to Dungenetics. In our previous episode of Dungenetics, the agents of Endurin made their way to Aslan's Crossing, a very small, very low trafficked town, with a new problem. After meeting three members of the town council in a local bar called the Old Bridge, they discovered the town's been overrun and under control of Imperium Holding. They say that they are here to take care of the zombie infestation, but they have no idea what's about to hit them. Now faced with quite a challenge to stay away from the Imperium and take care of the zombies themselves before a legion of 6,000 shows up at our doorstep.
That's all the
apparently we know.
Thank you.
Send a new message. How does Boo Dragon get caught?
Ran out of dragon juice.
Well, the other question I would have is, how did the guys from Drendon, whatever that, what is it called? The Caden?
Dresden?
The Caden. Come through past Timberton, where supposedly Kern had trouble, and they ended up where we are without any problems.
They've been here, like you said, about a week before, a little less than a week before the last shipment was missed, and then they sent them north.
So these guys came through first.
They came midway through the third month of your downtown.
Okay, so they came through, then they had missed a shipment. Then the guys from Crossing sent people to Timberton. Those guys never came back.
That was just the rest of my ass.
Yeah. What was that?
The guys from Decaden.
Yep.
Came down through Timberton.
Yes.
Came to the Crossing.
I love that name.
Then they missed the shipment from Timberton.
Yeah, me too. Yep, about 5 days later.
And the Crossing people sent people to Timberton. Those guys never came back.
Yes.
They never thought to ask the guys from Decaden to go figure out what happened.
No, they did. You said that. That's why they sent message to the Legion in the Caden saying to come down. These villagers need your help.
They have no proof that it actually made it back to the Caden.
They sent it magically.
Oh, gotcha. Those guys are going to have to come through Timberton to get to where we are.
But they will be marching nearly 6,000 Imperial soldiers.
We can handle that.
No, I'm just trying to think of if there's something going on in Timberton, those 6,000 soldiers are going to walk into that before we get there.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but
I'm guessing that those soldiers are not alive.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, siege weapons with fire would probably be helpful, but
we're also thinking the longer we put off the going to Timberton, because we're probably going to have to end up fighting Curran, because he's probably returned by somebody. If there's a we, which there wasn't a we when he left, it means he's probably left.
Well, what would he...
Probably whatever's happening with him is not what's supposed to be happening with him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because he left, he was a he. Now
we're going to Timberton and dig up a dead body, right?
That's
the reason we're
running. That's one of the reasons.
One of the reasons. But now the other reason is that's where Curran is.
You're right.
Ask him anything he would know, maybe about the battle for the orcs.
Well, I could just a side note to that. Sending is a third level spell.
Yes.
That's me blowing a third level spell.
But we didn't rest yet. We're about to do
this
rest.
Is still the evening.
So. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that'd be my last one then. Okay.
So I'm thinking if we go back to what the
our duty was he went to in pursuit. He went in pursuit of the orcs, right?
Yes.
He was chasing them, so you could ask.
Why don't we say, what did you find? Who is we?
What did you find from the original assignment?
Townsfolk is one word, right?
Yep.
Yep. Mentioned last party.
John, by the way, you were looking and sounding
Timberton. Like,
I've been dealing with congestion, and
it
basically came back.
What is going
at the end of the night, and beginning of the day? There you go.
It's like when it dies, I'll be right back. I'm going to see if I can get some of my hair passage back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure John just wants to know what we're doing next so we can prepare the next
session. Give us any
We're probably going to Timberton.
Info.
Yeah, no, yeah. But how are we? Are we going directly on the road, or are we going to proceed cautiously?
Sexy back to Timberton?
Yes.
I'm bringing Sexy back.
All right.
Well, we can't take the river, that much is for sure.
So I'm using sending again.
Yeah. Do we go through the forest?
Made it to crossing.
Timberton.
Townsfolk say they lost a party.
Too undead.
To Timberton. Any info on issues there? Working on heading to you. Also, who is we?
Who is we?
After a few moments, you get a response. You need to help them. We will meet at Timberton. The Legion is still mustering.
Okay, then I pass on to you.
Okay. At this point, I send my little raven out, fly by way of Timberton, and report back to him. I just want to see what's going on there before we can know if anything odd is going on with the current.
I mean, the fact that he told us to help them.
Yes, but
kind of
just
negates my thoughts I had.
Just want to make sure that nothing more nefarious is about the
giant dragon that's roaming around the town, killing people, and then you know what's going on.
Yeah.
We can recruit. Oh, here. I'm about to recruit this
Soraya girl.
This swordswoman.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can come handle my sword.
I knew it was going to happen.
I knew that was coming.
I saw that one flying way over there, like the raven, and coming around.
So, John, do I have any like nature type knowledge about the Timberton Wooden area that we'll be heading through?
We're not going to do it right yet.
Well, yeah, but just sort of.
Give me a roll.
See, you put everything away. See what happens?
See?
That's what you get for putting away.
Oh my god.
We're not even done playing yet.
I don't have to put everything away.
No, we're leaving. We're not leaving. Can I do like 9 things now?
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
The map and everything.
I'm bringing
Timberton back.
Sexy back.
8.
Yeah. 8 plus, what's my nature?
Perception.
It's
more nature.
Plus 3, so 8, 9, 10, 11.
You got a
plus 3
and
I got
a
plus
4.
So what'd you get?
Plus 11.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of it.
So, just anything about the forest?
Yeah.
Yeah, like anything about the area that I would be familiar with that might be useful to us when we're heading there?
Talk to the animals. Did you know that in the forest...
Cats go game farm.
Is in our nature.
There is a
buffaloes are in
a hermit, Lady Jordan.
Interesting.
She's kind of a magic user that provides.
What happened? Sorry.
Would it be possible to visit her on the way to where we're going?
Who is this now? Sorry.
It's possible. So she lives in north of here in the woods.
Okay, so she might have some information that would be good for us to know.
This?
She lives on.
She's a hermit that I know through my druidic connections.
Okay. The town relies on
a druid princess.
Her like healing support.
Yeah.
For various ailments. But there is a druid in this town as well.
There's druids that heal?
Yeah.
Well, I should definitely talk with the druid then. See what he knows.
And did you have any other questions for the town council?
I mean, what are the... What?
How many men?
How many undead and how many men do we have?
No, how many men are in the building that the town hall there?
Imperials. How many Imperials?
Oh, yeah. There's just the five.
Men.
We'll handle them after.
Yeah. Lord Desso, his wife, and a few of their.
Where's the last where's the last time the last spot the undead were seen?
The last spot?
Yes. Besides us in the river.
Oh. Our watch posts have small sightings 2 or 3 times a day.
And they don't attack. We attack these 5 people, they'll attack the town.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that these people are...
Not who they say they are.
Well, I think they're in alliance with the...
You think the Imperials zombies are in with the Vile?
I think so.
What would make you think that?
They're both bad guys.
No reason why the zombies wouldn't be attacking this town. But there's only 5 of those people here. So they're being commanded by someone that is in agreement with just these 5 people here.
And the other thing that you notice, they... Like, there's 1,000 people in this town.
Yeah.
They do have, even after sending out their soldiers, they still have basically a town watch last guard of about 125 people. So the band you fought was less than a dozen zombies. And the bands that they've seen are akin to those size.
Scouts.
Yeah. Because if 10 zombies walked into town, yeah, they might kill some people, but they're going to get repulsed.
Right.
Can I talk to the druid that's present here and ask if they noticed any changes in the
weather?
Well, like in the natural surroundings before the zombies first became spot. Anything that might account for why they suddenly start showing up?
You can. I don't know if you want to head out this evening.
Yeah,
He's about 10 minutes into the forest north of the town.
Okay. So maybe like something to do during our downtime?
Yep. For this, it's changed a little. You can spend a few days here. That's up to you. But we're not going to have any big downtowns. At this point, there is a threat that is getting worse day by day, so...
Well, there's only 5 of them. I mean, we can just, like, crew up and go over there and just talk to them.
But aren't they just asking us for help?
The townspeople are talking about the Imperials.
So there's the town council that runs the place normally.
Okay.
The Imperials came down here.
I'm saying the... Yeah.
They... Since we are a providence of the Imperium, they assume control.
Yes.
It is a Imperial noble. They assume control. About 5 days after they arrived in town, the town missed the lumber shipment.
From Timberton.
The Baron of this territory sent his son and 12 guards up to watch Timberton check it out. They never returned. After that, the Imperials said they didn't want anyone else to do anything drastic, that they sent magical word to Decaden requesting the Legion of nearly 6,000 Imperial soldiers to come down into the valley.
Wow, that is a intense response.
Do you have any sending left?
No.
You use it all?
Not until the morning.
Right. I was going to say we should probably send back to Cadman that 6,000 Imperial soldiers may be inbound to this particular area.
They're not going to make it.
Maybe.
If Curran's in Timberton and all the whatever, there's something going on in Timberton.
Right.
And if these people didn't make it back from Timberton, I'm assuming there's something going on in Timberton where these 6,000 soldiers aren't going to make it through Timberton.
6,000 is a lot.
Yeah, 6,000 is a significant occupying force.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's 6,000.
Unless the entire valley of Endurin digs really deep, like, you know, like water deep or Helm's Deep style, where you're giving weapons to anyone that can hold them in their normal muster. The entire valley, all the baronies, can muster less than 5,000 soldiers. That is the standing army of the entire valley.
No, I know, but I'm just saying whatever the threat is in Timberton
might
be enough to take out some of those people, I'm saying.
If they can take out 6,000 soldiers...
We don't have a chance.
You guys can't take 6,000 soldiers.
There's also a dragon there.
No.
That is true.
Our next session is just going to be us like battling.
No, but whatever's going on there.
Yeah.
Might be something nefarious. That
if we could take somehow find out a way
like,
to
your version
trap 6,000 soldiers in a way that they all die, then that weakens the Imperium significantly.
Yeah.
So.
The last thing you want to do is rile up and send anything back to Cadman that's going to cause a bigger kerfuffle.
I mean, we don't necessarily have to send it back like it's a threat, but we could send it back like wanted to make you aware of this movement.
Yeah, but then again, reminder, I don't have any more spells now.
Maybe. Right.
And if we wake up after a long rest, and I blow a third level spell on just sending a note back to Cadman, really is not a really good use of a third level spell.
Okay.
If we're going into a battle, I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're going to, that day, leave this town and go into places where you might get in combat,
right,
using one of his third level spells.
Well, you said we can spend a couple days, right?
Yeah. You can spend as much time as you're here.
So let's spend
the idea is, at this point, something's in motion.
Yeah.
So how much time you take?
Yeah.
Depends on how far the
motion goes. So like if we were to
take... nothing's waiting for things to happen now.
Yeah. Like if we were to tomorrow do an investigation day, Duffin goes to the... You guys...
I go to the druid.
Duffin goes to the
ice make descending.
How far away is the hermitess?
10 minutes. 10 minutes, he said.
No, that's the druid. The druid's right literally on the outskirts.
Yeah, but if you go to that guy...
But the hermitess is 2 hours?
I don't think I gave you...
No.
That is
10 miles or something.
The Imperium has...
Could that be almost halfway to Timberton?
That's just one legion of theirs?
She's, Lady Jordan is, 2 hours away.
That's good. Okay, so
she's about as far away as our boat.
I could talk with the druid and then maybe...
She's as far away as our boat is, basically.
Yeah, I could...
I can't imagine 6,000 soldiers as a single legion.
No.
It is.
Really? You,
The reason why the Imperium controls all these vast areas, the Imperium at this point has 18 legions.
Jesus Christ.
That's why Endurin could never, say, "Well, we're free!" Like, they would just get crushed.
Yeah.
The only problem, as you guys know, and we're going to have when we meet next, Bobby's going to come back from his trip, because he will be traveling on this trail here to the coast. He came back. The thing is, the Imperium is now almost like in a cold civil war.
Yeah.
As you guys found out, the person that is thought to have killed the former emperor, when that emperor died, you guys were currently in the Scale Company in the Southlands fighting for Imperius.
Yeah.
Conquering, and that is where the Dragonborn Kingdom is. And the Dragonborn Kingdom is a province of the Imperial. you were fighting down there, the emperor who was in the core of the empire died. Someone went to assume control. The emperor's daughter was with you guys at the forefront of the legions. Your company and you guys in general are the ones that saved her. And eventually, when I ever finish my game, that is kind of the plot of the game. You guys saved her. That is why you guys had to flee the Imperium, because you lost favor with them. Right now, she rules on the southern continent, and the Emperor rules in the Corlands. He has 11 of those legions. She has 7. And both of them want to be the Emperor. So even though they have a lot of troops, if one overextends themselves, the other is going to take advantage of it.
You guys are...
So we need to say...
Are you familiar with Arminius in the Battle of Rhine?
I've heard of it, I don't know what.
This is Germany was part of the Roman Empire. And Arminius, who was given to the Romans as kind of like a prisoner, came back to Germany. And he led a rebellion in the forest against the Roman Empire, where they massacred the entire Roman century, and like nailed them to trees and shit. But just using the forest as like their guide, so we get some Imperium, or we use a little inspiration.
Guerrilla tactics.
I haven't seen.
You're about to hear an audio difference because we're moving from session to session. The student in the crowd may have noticed the sounds of dice being pulled out. Well, get ready, for you're about to hear dice being rolled once again. Welcome back, Pile Jammers.
Well, we gotta fill you in on stuff.
No, we don't. No, you don't. We can do it in speed if you want.
No, John said to. John told us to.
Yeah.
Well, he was getting the crackers, but you were over there talking with Wetzel.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid this so much. Okay, here we go.
He's gonna open up with an epilogue of you meeting us.
Yep.
So.
I brought some blades.
Here's what's happened. We sent out Kern to go scout out what the Vile is doing up on the mountains. And he never returned.
Oh, God damn it.
So
God damn it.
We had like a whole thing.
We were sent to... Oh, you're going to read him verbatim? Oh, well, I guess we should start with downtime too, though.
It has been 3 months since our adventure into the Feywild.
We should...
Me and Brian information. We took a job delivering barrels, but found out they were worms that can take over the host. Those are the worms thing.
Oh, yeah.
I decided to end that by burning it all down. This is how I fast forward my writing. We then decided to end the nimble fingers between both fights. We lost some soldiers, but won.
And in the process, I took over the guild.
Yeah.
And also in the process of burning down all the storage places, we also led a raid on the Agile Hand and killed all of the Agile Hand. So.
Oh, wow.
Revenge has been completed.
There's a lot of power vacuum. We're going to fill it.
So, and I've already sent out an emissary to the Agile Hands rival guild in that town, that city, to create a working relationship with them. So we'll see
what that yields. We took out their two bosses, the Masterbind, and someone who will not take their hood off or speak to anyone.
Huh?
No. The Nimble Fingers battle that we did.
Nimble Fingers.
Is that the mastermind?
No,
it's almost
Kira. It does sound dirty. Nimble.
It kills Kira and...
It's
my dream to tickle your bean.
Yeah, so we killed Kira.
It's my dream to tickle your bean.
We killed Kira in the battle of the nimble...
The nimble fingers.
But then reincarnated her. Rock gnome.
So now she's a rock... Yeah, so now she's a rock gnome.
Yes. Because it wasn't Kira. Kira was possessed.
She was possessed by... she was taken over... By an intellect devourer.
Yes.
So, which was also...
Wait. The intellect devourer, did that takeover happen when she tunneled down?
Yes. So she doesn't remember anything after she went into the mines.
Yes, we found... Rogar and I found ledgers, letters, that confirmed we killed basically all their members except for 12.
Yeah. We're rebuilding all the members, the 12 members that we didn't kill are loyal to us.
We might be able to dispatch people from our magic.
Huh?
Each of our talents to become members of the Nimble Fingers.
Right.
And Picar is the leader of a group.
Yeah. So every single sneak I have in my claw is required to be a member. So we already have that going.
So do you have an established set for...
So we don't really have 12 members. We have more like 20-something at this point.
But I'm saying there was only...
Pa wouldn't need to do recruitment for you or anything because it's such an illegal thing that you're doing.
Says who?
Well, says someone else.
It's a legal guild.
It is a legal guild. You don't need something so public as someone like I used to do for the Scale Company and recruit.
And
we're not a Scale Company.
We're the Scalds of Endearin.
Yeah, we are now a government entity.
We're now a government entity. Yeah.
What the hell just happened?
Yeah. That happened while we were out.
Scales of Endearin.
The Scale Company no longer has free agency.
Yes.
That's kind of a result of my rogue attack on the Agile Hands.
Yes.
So.
We were asked to stay to the city. Kern went west to the Howling Mountains. He has not returned. We've been asked to locate him, hence why we've gone to where we are now.
Where are we now?
So we took... We're in Timberton.
Yeah.
We're outside of Timberton.
We took a raft, or a boat.
Aslum's Crossing.
From Lindbury to...
Yes. Aslum's Crossing.
Yeah.
As far as we got, because we got attacked out of the way.
And so we got attacked.
Yeah, we banked our boat, which is fixable. It's on the bank.
Yeah, about 2 hours outside the town.
Might as well just burn it. We're never using it again.
What, the boat?
That area.
Oh, the boat we're fixing, I thought. Because we're just here.
We have a group of people from the town that are sent to go fix it.
Yeah, we're on the very edge of the regional map.
Oh, well, I think we have to use it. Don't we have to get where we gotta go? Isn't this just like a...
up the road.
Yeah, we can go any, like, multiple.
Right where we...
But then how do we get back without the boat? Because the boat did take us...
I think we're going back. We're heading from here to zombies.
And
well, so the Imperium, the boat. We can't get rid of the boat.
We have the Imperium breeding down next. They're about to dispatch 6,000 soldiers to the area that we're at. We're trying to take care of the issue before that happens, so somebody can send word to the Imperium that will hopefully stop them from lining that many soldiers up against our borders.
So we're in battle with the Imperium.
They're
coming,
dispatching because of the undead.
They're
situation.
Coming down, and there's a bunch of undead, and we supposedly in Timberton, no one's heard or seen anything from Timberton.
Oh,
and that's where Kern was, and he has not been heard or seen from.
Well, this
seems like he got the message. Heard he got one message from him, but
right,
that was
so,
like,
I should have left.
So
yeah, we're right.
So basically, these are the things that we have to do.
We have to try to kill
all the undead so we can stop the Imperium from sending down the troops. Two, we need to go to Timberton, find the crypt
of the Dragonborn soldier,
and grab the talisman to control.
Although I suggested we let the Imperium walk into Timberton and let them figure out what's going on and then deal with that.
And then just before we all came here, John was saying that there might be a amulet of Golem control.
It's nearby. It is buried with a Dragonborn warrior.
Yes.
So, and Iris thinks that she could repurpose that one to give us control over the Stone Golem in the ruins.
wonder if I could use the diamond and breathe over some stones.
We were told you were in the Imperium.
Like but the traveling. other kingdom of the Imperium.
Yes.
As we were about to try to contact Traitor. You, you happened to show up.
There's been a cold civil war here.
Yeah. So we might need you to go back there to maybe start like a war.
I mean,
so we can.
That we are exiled because we helped the daughter who has 7 legions and her brother who has 10 legions.
Huh?
We're exiled.
Why are we exiled?
We were exiled
because we helped the daughter who has 7 legions. Yeah. Oh. Her brother has 10 legions.
Oh.
That's like the in the cold civil war.
Huh. Okay. Well, we also. I think we do a lot of things against the Imperium. We break out their prisoners. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was that. Huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
like the Robin Hoods to the yeah. of the. Imperium.
Scales of Enduring.
Yeah. I'm
still wondering who broke Mercy out, you know, because yeah. she was in prison there.
Scales of Enduring. Interesting. Okay.
So, we. Our current strength between the scales of Enduring.
And this is the game.
Random
people in the room. Yeah.
We still don't even have enough to match one legion.
Oh,
so
an hour worth of
combat.
Do you really think we're going to be there? We can't take their forces on a straight fight.
Yeah.
No, we need you to start the hot.
Is that cherry coke?
No, it's spiced coke.
Need you to start the hot one.
So
it's interesting. It tastes like someone put red hot.
You're coming back from your like months long journey.
Who has a
and
spice?
You come into
the world.
The town of Anselm's Ferry, which is the farthest
crossing,
left town.
Crossing.
The skies roll.
Well,
yep.
you can disguise, but they immediately ID you when you come in.
Oh, you're notorious.
Well, the town is currently under lockdown.
Oh.
They're not going to let random people in.
Okay, that's fair.
So, this place that we're at, I've never been here before. Am I pulling by boat?
Correct.
Like, how did I get here?
No, this is only land. Your boat went to out of the Vale. There's no port in the Vale. So, off of the Vale, where you guys went to the library before, is where you took a ship south. You came back on your ship, and now you're taking the trade road back into the valley. And this is the first major town on the river for the valley.
So when I pull up the gate, I see that it's under lockdown.
Yeah, so there's no walls.
I grew up on Monkey Bird,
but there's a bunch of makeshift guard stations. There's 10 of them all around the thing, and they question everyone into the town.
Okay.
That's cool.
I don't have any problems presenting myself as Patrice Jammers and walking through.
Maybe I'll try it.
You should suggest microwaving it.
At the first chance I get the chance to peel off away from said guard tower, I'm going to look for a business with a locked door or something of that set and change into a certain disguise.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
How certain are you of that disguise?
I can do a performance check for you.
The master of disguise.
The town is pretty. There's not a lot of activity. Everyone is pretty nervous. You get through the guards, they tell you that the reason why the guards are up is there's wandering packs of undead coming out of the forest. So they have set up checkpoints all around the town.
All right.
My character does not like the idea of undead coming out of the forest.
I have no idea what I'm meeting up with these guys, right? They
well, you wouldn't. You guys have no place that you scheduled to meet up, but it depends. If you hide from them, yeah, you wouldn't find them. But it depends if you.
Is there a main road where like a bazaar that sort of thing?
There's a town green. It's not like a big city or anything.
All right, I'll do my best to kind of blend in, and I'll try to. Put down a cap and maybe do a couple tunes. Just see if I can make some side chord.
There's like no one in this. I told you, everyone is kind of afraid. There's no like, there's like maybe like, as you come to the town green, there's maybe If you look all around the town, you probably see like three people walking around.
I'm level six now. I have stuff I can do to encourage these people and give them a chance of hope.
Or are you doing like a cinematic thing where you're gonna like just start playing and then we all come out like, what? Paw? And then we come running out, we're like, hey, Paw!
Well, no, but I still
I think
do
that'd be cool.
I'm still gonna do a slight little fun performance.
I thought that'd be
all right,
there we go.
You don't want to be cinematic.
It's plus 10, 5, 15.
All right, that's a pretty decent performance. A few people look over.
What's the word?
There's maybe a few people watching from their things. You guys staying at the inn that flanks the town green. Would hear someone singing in the town green.
Oh, pause. Back.
Just get
we can hear it from a distance.
Oh, boy.
Do you have any rice for a man when he makes his fellow stand? The zombies, they're out. They're creeping around. What a shout. And oh!
Pause, Jammers is back.
Money!
I was hoping it's
both. And we all join in singing.
Yeah.
I was hoping it's
I got
both
my
singing.
Drum.
All right,
we
Brian,
all join
you're
in
up
singing,
next.
So happy.
You get the next verse.
What was the last verse? Money? No, what was the last verse? What was the last verse? Money.
Money for the ones who save us when it's done. Money in my cap makes me very lap.
Ankles.
I am the traveler. It goes bippity bop. You know I do not stop till that make that coinage drop. Oh.
I'm speechless. I have no lyrics. Wait, are we all going to attack Paw Jammers now?
Roll for initiative!
You know what? Maybe I'll use my...
I mean, I didn't use Firebolt.
Roar of Fear, and I'll scare everybody away, so it's just him dancing to no with nobody.
I don't even know what's happening.
Oh, God. His armor.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on right now? You know this is an audio thing, right?
If someone can see you.
We can see
you. That was good, though, right?
I like it.
Why did it dance just like that? Just with the balloon and all.
That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a...
You went next level.
All right, let's all roll for initiative to attack Bobby. Yeah.
I can imagine an arrow goes ding. Into the clay. Oh!
So you they've noticed you. There's like three other people on the outskirts of the green, kind of like... They just stare in silence, and then when you finish, they kind of just continue on with their day. It's up to you guys. Met up again.
Cool. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
What's up, I missed you terribly.
Friends.
I want to go that far.
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Well,
what's with the mask?
I mean, acquaintances.
Well,
maybe.
No, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm glad that we're all back together again. This is great news.
You missed a lot.
What happened?
Rather have Horatio.
Yeah.
I swear we saw your twin just a few minutes ago, just before you got here.
For real?
Yes.
Was he wearing like Horatio a leopard cape?
His name was Shredstraw or something.
Shredstraw. Go, Kip Shredstraw. What a weirdo. Anyway. I do have some news, but it doesn't really pertain to any of you guys, and I just really wanted to check in back home, and I realized that, did we have like a name change? We're no longer the Scaled Company.
We're not the Scaled of Enduran.
Yeah.
So we're directly working for Enduran.
Well, supposedly.
We are Enduran.
We're government employees.
Yes. We got 401ks, it's awesome.
Federal backing.
Where's the heir?
Skeet knows. Skeet's in charge of that.
He's being
Skeet's not talking.
he's being trained as a sneak.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Do we have any? Well, right now he's.
Why were you in the Imperium?
I wasn't in the Imperium.
Where'd you come from, though? Where we were.
I had to visit my family. I went back south.
Thanks for telling us. You just disappeared.
Sorry for asking. Do I leave a note?
It'd be nice.
Well, he let you guys know he was going on a trip.
And, like, you know...
Yeah,
he not told you everything he did on his itinerary, but...
Yeah.
But, I say there's... A lot's happened.
Yes.
Where's the kid?
He's being trained.
Okay, where?
He's lying low in the Nimble
Fingers. He's in charge of it. We don't care.
Where? I gotta know. Cause
he's lying low at the Nimble Fingers.
We are the nimblest of fingers. We nimble our fingers.
You guys are.
He's not actually staying at their guild house, but.
No. Yeah,
we're not going to tell him. Where
is he's being trained.
He's being guarded back in your complex.
He's still at the complex, but he's spending time at the guild house, too.
But yeah, so you guys are no longer the scaled company. You're now the scales have been turned, and you are now officially soldiers of
fortune.
Kingdom. No, you used to be soldiers of fortune.
Oh, we still are.
We no longer have to recruit.
Yeah, Alex never. Alex
you no longer need to recruit.
Yeah. Well, you can still recruit people. Oh. But you're not mercenaries anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're the basically
state employees.
We're legit.
You're the elite soldiers of the kingdom now.
Yeah.
So anything that we do on the side can technically be treasonous at this point.
It depends on if it disagrees with the leadership of the kingdom. Yeah.
Yeah. And now we'd be trying
nothing
for war
ever
crimes.
Done has disagreed with the leadership of the kingdom. So you know.
All right. Well,
yeah. Still not enough to take on a full legion of the Imperium,
which is the problem, as I'm understanding. Yeah. There's 6,000 marching on our borders.
Yeah, and
chargers, the guys with the Zapka.
Yes. And Kern's trapped up the road a bit in Timberton. We don't know why.
Yeah, Timberton.
Well, only their elite soldiers have those like Zapkas that you speak the energy crossbows. Those are basically their like elite spies, assassins.
They're death troopers.
Their normal soldiers are like, picture like a Roman legionnaire, except the standard of each company grants them magical powers. Mm.
So whatever's going on here, we kind of need to button up before until the entire legion of the Imperium shows up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We need to get to Timberton before they.
Well, I'm here for whatever crazy thing you guys are about to do. I'm on it.
About to kill a bunch of deadites.
Is that really? We're just gonna go chop chops?
We need to scout what the situation is with Curran and not just go there.
Right.
But
we have an opportunity to do that.
Do we believe him? You know,
that was
we could be walking into a trap potentially.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. That's what we do.
That's what we do. You're king of that. So.
We spring the traps, and then we figure it out afterwards.
Well, we should be smart about this one, though.
Why are we going to be smart now?
Well, we don't want this guy dying on us.
Again. It's a shtick.
We always bring him back.
Yeah, if Rohar didn't die, then we haven't really done a full session.
He's our Kenny.
Yeah,
he's
our Kenny.
Who killed Rogar? You bastard.
And then we kill that person, then we bring him back.
Yeah, that's true.
The current Baron of this era, Baron Oslak, had sent his son and a dozen men-at-arms a week prior up to Timberton, which is a logging town across the river in the forest, because their last shipment never arrived. So he sent his son and a dozen men-at-arms, and they never returned. And now the frequency of undead wandering out of the forest is increasing, so they talk to the rest of the group and ask you guys to help them.
So let's help them.
Fortifications on the town. What is it currently? Is it just... like,
it's not like walled or anything.
Yeah.
They have 12 little spaced out, like makeshift guard stations. Each guard station has 3 guards.
Druid!
I say we ask around about
the sorcerer. I was thinking if we had
a
sorcerer. What do you mean?
The dragonborn sorcerer with the thing.
We had to find him in Timberton.
So we need to fortify this town and then go to Timberton. That's kind of what I'm feeling, because this isn't going to work.
I don't feel
12
like,
guard towers spaced
I
out.
I don't feel like
there's time to fortify.
Is it?
Curran's almost dead.
So. Well, Curran is obviously in some kind of danger. He never returned.
Mm.
And the guy has recalled the Legion immediately. So, where the rest of, just like kind of like an out of character explanation, while the rest of the adventures we did, you guys chose to listen, there was kind of time pressure on some of them.
Yeah.
But not a hard. This, there are multiple things happening day by day.
Yes.
So whatever you guys do, things are moving, players are moving every day you decide to do something.
Do you have the map of the land? Because you know, like, the lay of the land?
Kind
of?
I have it in my mind.
Okay.
So, the theater, I almost feel like...
The theater of the mind.
I almost feel like we should either send out your raven or have you see if you can...
I knew it's a third level spell. I don't want to use that right now.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking about getting our own reinforcements by reaching out to Mercy, seeing if she wants to go after some Imperium.
Yeah, but so it's a third level spell on that.
Well, no, I can send my Raven.
You can do it with Raven for free.
So, because if we can get Mercy to see if we can get her as a reinforcement as well, that might help us, but... You know, that would have to be something that would be happening simultaneously as we're tackling something else, so it can't be something we spend a whole lot of time doing personally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so
I can tie a little note to
So, yeah, you use your raven
height
before to do scouting. It. And he went as far north as he could. He wasn't able to get to Timberton, but he did find... some undead. You saw one pack of undead, and then you also saw there's an inn halfway between here and Timberton, and you saw some people walking around the grounds. Well, one person walking around the grounds. He was gathering water from the stream.
We're gonna head in that direction, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, either way, we need to start making. I think making.
Yeah, so this little town does have its own little town wizard. He's already visited, bought some stuff. They have a resident druid that lives in some old standing stones on the northern edge of town. And they also, you guys asked, there's also Lady Jordan, who is like the town mystic healer, alchemist, and she lives in the woods north of the town.
Yeah, a cleric too.
Yep, there's a cleric of a small shrine.
What's the time of day?
What?
It's morning.
Yeah, it's like
or
like 9:30, 10:30
feet.
Is there any lore around town, like tablets or anything that would
old statues in like the town square or something?
Clues or potentially burial plots.
Information. Local legends.
Well, there's a small cemetery near the shrine, but it's not, like, ancient.
Yeah.
What about some...
What we're looking for is going to be up in Timberton.
Not where we are. If you guys are serious about this, I mean, we just abandon this town right now.
Yeah.
We don't care about the undead, we can keep them out on their own.
We can tell them that they're welcome to travel with us. But
we can also tell them, too, like, we're heading in that direction because we think that's where the undead are coming from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, none of them are coming with you into the village.
Right.
No, that's
right.
Undead, I'm saying. That's where we're heading. That's right.
So they basically, they haven't been, like, overtly attacked.
Yeah.
They've been able to hold off any zombies that have wandered into it.
Yeah.
But, so basically, at this point, the Imperials have taken direct control over the town will not let you do anything. Yeah. They will not let you call for reinforcements.
Yeah.
Because they said they're under control of it.
Yeah.
And technically this valley is a province of the Empire.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have no say. So just going to Timberton is the best.
We just need to, because they're not supposed to be here.
Right. So us operating here could be considered an act of war then?
That's why they said they wanted you to work under the radar, deal with the problem so they could say, hey, you guys don't need to occupy the valley.
Yeah.
We dealt with this on our own.
Okay.
We should definitely not kill them because that would...
You could try to kill them, but that would probably...
that would probably cause more issues than
You're not going to call off the Legion if you
I'm
killed their
I'm more
curious
about this random inn that only has, that has no, like...
Yeah,
it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Why don't we go to that inn on the west?
There's no dead, like, attacking it.
There's a reason for that.
Let's head to the inn.
Let's go to the inn.
We should go there. Yeah.
What's this guy's power that he's able to control the dead? Not let them, like, attack his inn.
We could use your raven to get a maybe. A
we already sent out the
first
raven, right?
First strike on the zombies that are in between.
Yeah. Are there zombies in between?
You can't strike with my raven. You can only just observe and report.
Observe,
right? No, yeah, but like if we find out what direction they're headed, we might be able to.
We do. Very enough.
So, yeah. They're just wandering around. There's packs of them. In the
yeah, there's like small hordes. Yeah.
Something to gain advantage.
All right, so I don't need to send a message to Iris.
No.
I don't think so.
By the time it got there and back, it'd be done.
So, should we send a message to Mercy?
By the time you sent a message to Iris, we'd be done with whatever.
Mercy.
Sorry.
We don't know where she is, do we?
Well, that's what the ring would do.
I'm just going to randomly fly around looking for her.
He's only got 8 hours of.
Yeah, right. He's not going to get to go randomly flying around looking for her.
He can.
Ravens can cover quite a distance in 8 hours, so.
I mean. It's up to you if you want to send your raven out on a wild goose chase.
I'd keep it active so that we can avoid being ambushed.
Yeah, we can use it on our own. We don't need it.
Yeah, right. Probably be more beneficial
for us. I know you want to see your girlfriend again, but
yeah, it's more so just maybe even out the odds here.
Does anybody want to stick around?
It can't just home in on a person. You can tell it to look for a person, you have to tell it where to look for a person.
Yeah, we can just like have it sniff a piece of cloth and it's gonna.
The raven can't cover the whole veil and look for one individual person.
Yeah, but we have an idea of roughly where she has been operating, right?
So you know that she was dealing with the orcs,
right?
And you also know from Curran that the orcs weren't where they were the last time you faced them. They all migrated west.
Yeah, so they're all up here somewhere.
Yeah, so they should be somewhat close by then.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly. You don't know. You don't know where they are. You only know they went west, and the guy that went to go check where west never came back.
Yeah. Let's go.
To the inn.
To the inn. Coconuts.
John's looking at.
Nobody's riding horses.
Nobody has a horse.
I know. That's
our party members out of here.
You got a horse. Why have a horse, brother?
It's a small. You just need.
Since we're all on foot at the moment, I'm just.
I keep forgetting.
Instead of fine speed, I've got gentle reach.
Oh, I need my little
drowned
dude.
Drowned mud pit.
Oh, you don't have yours either?
Yeah, John.
Drowned
in mud pit.
Hey, John.
I carry your own lead?
Well, it's John.
At a higher pally level, I can.
Yeah, this is John. This is John.
I know.
I don't want to break it or anything. Like, I plan on buying one eventually, We should go out together.
We should.
We can.
You can design them. You can have them printed at a Washington battle.
This is what I got.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you have $60.
John, look at this.
I didn't know that. I thought that was. Nice. I didn't know you guys got that through the battle creator. That's why you got it.
The one in the mall, Rocky?
I'm saying it's sitting in the office.
The one in the five Geislers. It's going by Geisler's, the one that's over by the East Windsor.
You go in there, or do you have to go on the webpage?
You just go there and they can have like a.
You go onto like Hero Forge.
Yeah.
You download for like, it's like $8 the, I forget what the file name is, STL file.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you bring it to them.
And they 3D print it.
They 3D print it.
Oh, sweet. What's the one in the mall? What's the name of that?
Haven.
Gotcha. Yeah. They're pretty nice. I went there. Yeah. The guy's really cool.
Yeah, they're good people.
But I think they do it on Saturdays and Tuesdays.
Look at that hustle. Maybe on a Saturday.
All right, so I'll have to use a personal day or something. But yeah, the other thing that we talked about last time was there's two paths through the forest.
Mark Warnock smirk.
The trade way. Which is the main route where trade goes up.
Because I knew what that sound was going to be.
All right, that didn't work.
It worked, right.
It'll work, you guys got to get in there.
And so that's...
Yeah, nice and clean.
Oh, yeah, I bought actually
bought the right stuff this time.
Sounds good.
He bought the right stuff, baby.
So there's two ways. There's the main trade route that goes up. That is where the inn is. And then it goes past the inn. To Timberland, then it goes past Timberton
into the dwarf barrow, which is kind of like a tunnel when the dwarves ruled this valley that they built through the mountain. So the road goes through that, and then it goes up to Decaden, which is the Imperial Fortress City. And then it goes along the top of the Howling Mountains into the core of the Imperium, where the road you came in on goes straight out of this without crossing the river and going into the woods and goes to a fort city that is technically part of the Imperium, but it's not core. So then there's also a game path that comes out that goes through the healer's hut, and then it crosses over the stream and goes up towards Timberland. It's for like a hunter's go to go.
Same direction
to do hunting in the forest.
Well, I mean, we're heading towards the end anyway, so.
Well,
only one road goes to the end.
Yeah. Oh, we absolutely 100% sure.
There's seven different roads.
Yeah. Okay. It really goes down that one.
We're going down to the
road. Just said, this is the road to where we're going, not like we need the 16 other roads that we don't need to know about.
Well, there's two roads. Both of them will get you. Where the other one will take you a little longer to go to the inn.
We'll,
but
we'll take the short way. We'll take the long way.
One of them is on the main road, and one of them is cutting through a path.
I don't like the paths.
I like
main
the
roads
path.
Are safer.
But we have... last time we took a main road, this guy died.
But because you shook hands with a demon.
I know.
The only way to get to the inn is to take the main road.
Yeah.
Well, there's two
roads.
You
can go. The other one, that's the direct road.
We didn't take a main road on that, Brian. You walked out of the forest to the main road.
You walked out
to shake
his
hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
You're going to take... Fair, you're going to take...
Random guy on a horse?
You're going to take the tradeway straight through the
fair
forest
enough,
towards Timberton.
I would like to vote on it.
What?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
My
gosh. So we're going
Democracy.
On the main road versus the side road.
It's a side path that's... shrouded.
Can you make an should we make an argument?
Yeah, make an argument. Who wants to
also makes
go,
it
I'll make an argument
easier for us to answer.
We have trackers in our party who are trained. We know what we're doing. We can see with broken sticks, we can see different pathways, and we can see who's taken the hunter's path instead of the main road. The main road hides how many numbers are ahead of us. If we're talking about strategical advantage, the hunter's path is the way to go. I wield my time.
You persuaded me. I agree with everything you said. I will say side path. Path.
The only thing with the side path is that there are hunters out there.
Yeah.
But we still have an advantage of cover. If we're walking the main road, we're kind of like open to anything.
Well, right now, you can talk from your conversations. None of the town hunters are out gathering game right now.
How far?
It's a little dangerous to be going up there.
At their widest breadth, how far apart is the main trail from the side trail?
Path.
On their widest. So that's why I'm kind of thinking main road might actually be the safer way to go. All right.
That's kind of my thinking on it, too.
All right, main road.
Where are you going? You got to vote.
You know my vote.
All right, main road.
Main road.
Main road.
That's four. That's...
All right. Hold on. So four out of seven is what a...
majority.
A 12... 1 through 12, and then 13 through 20 is the majority. You want to roll it?
What? No, we just voted.
Oh, man. I saw what you're doing there.
I'm going to roll for it.
He tried to turn the vote into a probability.
Powers. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So... You guys head out after you guys did shopping. You guys got a metric ton. You literally bought every potion in this town.
How long of a walk is it to the other place? To the inn?
So you are leaving 10 a.m. and arriving at the inn.
Now, if a train leaves from Timberton at the same time, going the same amount of speed, when will we run into them?
I'm just trying to decide if I want to use my invisibility now to scout. Or
all right, so we're just going to make it right to the end.
Yep.
Okay.
So I wouldn't. They tell you that the inn that you're referencing, because you guys start to head out to the north side of the town. North side of the town is on the other side of the river. There's a few things. That's where, you know, the druids' standing stones are and stuff.
Druids.
The guards tell you, you basically say, we're going to head up there on the main road. And they're like, oh, well... The Singing Dryad Inn is about 6 hours up the road.
Alright, so I'm not using my invisibility.
We'll get there in daylight.
I just, I will sneak along the edges of the forest.
May I?
Main road and try to scout from there.
If you guys want to strive on ahead, I have learned something on my travels in the southern lands. There's this guy I was mentioning. His name is Liaman. He taught me this crazy spell where for the entire night we're going to be basically secure for 8 hours. So if we ever come to a point that things get really hairy, just, you know, I'm here for you guys.
All right.
Got a magical touch. Bed rolls, too. I got your Super Thundercat sheets.
This is going to be fun.
Should make traveling.
This is going to be a good night.
A little easier. You're going to like the way you look.
I guarantee you.
I guarantee you.
All right, guys, let's get
ready. All right, we head out. Number one. Huzzah.
Well, I thought we were at the
right, yeah, want to sing a song? Oh! Oh, sorry, I got pee in my mouth.
Oh, no.
You got pee in your mouth?
No, peanut.
I heard pee.
Whoa! We fight, 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 and we fuck, we fuck, we fuck, we fuck, we fuck. Ha! Huh?
Now we're podcasting it our
wait.
We fuck.
Yeah.
No. We fuck. We fight. We fuck.
We're in good hands. All of our gentlemen know exactly what to do. It's not our first rodeo, especially with the zombies. It does make me wonder what did happen to Krillin? Still, who is we? Are we walking into a trap? Find out in the next episode of Dungeonetics. Thank you very much, everyone. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on all things pretty much social. We are on the app formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, dungeonetics@gmail.com. The music that you are hearing at the beginning of the episode is provided by Callan. The music at the end listening to by Virus of Ideals. And remember, adventurers, each inside every one of you is the spirit of adventure. It's important to find the trigger, the key, the unlock, the mechanism, the tightening, and cut forth the lashes that hold your soul in check. When you do, who knows? Maybe you'll get some experience.